Yeah, Yelisowski with us, the Global Grassroots Movement for Consumer Choice, the Consumer Choice Center. Find out more about what they do and some of the great pieces they have at consumerchoicecenter.org. That's consumerchoicecenter.org. Moving the conversation along, Yael, one other topic that has grabbed national headlines over the last couple of weeks, and we've discussed it, has been this issue surrounding regulating vaping and e-cigarettes. Why has this conversation and why has the media, even the president in some cases, why have they come out with a stance that has been completely misleading to the public and ultimately, you know, will hurt, once again, free market choice by people who are trying to, well, in some cases, get away maybe from traditional cigarettes in the form of vaping, when in fact most of these illnesses, and not one story that I can find, brings up the fact that a majority of these illnesses are occurring because the cartridges that they're vaping with come from the black market and are not regulated as many of the vaping stores are highly regulated by the FDA.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone in who's listening has looked around their town lately, there's plenty of mom and pop vape shops. These stores have been in existence now for about a decade, and they've been offering people a means and a way to quit smoking. You have this vapor, this e-liquid that has been contrapted with this device that allows people to consume nicotine, which is exactly what people who smoke are addicted to wean off of traditional cigarettes, which is great, wonderful for public health. It's actually encouraged by health ministries around the world, including in the United Kingdom. And you've had this now for about a decade. And then what you've had in just the last few months is you've had this rush of news about illnesses and people who have lung issues. And when they're doing a lot of the research, they're actually figuring out that most people who are getting these diseases and who are hospitalized actually purchased these black market illicit cartridges that were filled with THC. So essentially, people are trying to get high off of the illegal product, and they're adapting this to some kind of vape device. And now flavored vapes that you can buy at the mom and pop vape shop are the things being demonized. And this is what has put it on the radar of President Trump. It's put it on the radar for all the public health lobby, for states like Michigan and New York that have actually banned, completely banned, all of these flavored e-cigarettes and vape devices. And this is just terrible public health policy. We know exactly what the problem is, as many studies have shown, and there's a very good intense study actually done in Wisconsin and Michigan that showed that virtually 95% of all of the cartridges that people were vaping and then became sick from were all illicitly made, where just a ring of guys would buy cartridges off Alibaba or eBay and just fill them with whatever and sell them on the street. That is far away from the legal vape devices that people are buying, not only at mom and pop vape shops, but also down at the convenience store, at the QT, at whatever gas station. So we've had this kind of huge misinformation campaign, and a lot of people are profiting off of this. There's a lot of people who are now being covered in the press. You have all the anti-tobacco groups that are trying to link this to tobacco, and it really all comes down to trying to go against the big companies like Juul, because they have the capture of the e-cigarette vaping market, and they are enemy number one. And this is really problematic, not just because obviously it's bad law, but because this is actually going to hurt people's health. If you're someone who would like to quit smoking, you're not going to have this option anymore. It's only going to be pharmaceutical options. It's only going to be patches. And basically after that, it's just quitting cold turkey. And that's going to be very difficult, as anyone who's ever smoked knows.
Yael Lisowski with us here this morning. We are 18 minutes past the hour. Yael, why do you think that you know, there's been so much misinformation in how this story has kind of formed and has grabbed national headlines? I mean, you mentioned it just briefly as far as, you know, some groups that are attaching themselves to it. Also, attorneys looking to make some money, of course, off maybe lawsuits that could be put on some of these vape brands. What else and why with the media kind of twist and turn this story to kind of try and impact the public mindset surrounding this? I mean, there's millions and millions of people who utilize these e-cigs and vaping, and in many cases has been at least somewhat safer than obviously smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, and there's been no documented cases of people who've been smoking traditional or using traditional vape devices that have had any of these lung illnesses. So as to, you know, what's behind this, who's behind it, I think it's just, you know, this need to have a bad guy, to have a bad guy who's in the room that everyone can kind of join up and hold hands and go against and try to legislate against. And for right now, it's vaping companies that people are mislabeling as tobacco companies because they're not. Again, the mom-and-pop vape shops that are around your town, that are around your city, the vast majority of the shops that actually supply these are not some big corporate behemoth. They're actually normal small business owners. And what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, and some of my colleagues have pointed this out, is on social media, now we've got tons of these legal firms that are putting out totally false ads showing people who are in the hospital with breathing tubes saying, oh, I'm in this position because of vaping. You click here now and you can join a big lawsuit against Juul or any other vape company. Now, this is just yet another, as we talked about last week, yet another way that you have these lawyers and legal firms from injury firms trying to just cash in on what is seen as the latest crisis. I think it's pretty despicable if Facebook and all these other social media channels are going to remove content. That's definitely something that they should look at. But really, this is just another way that these unscrupulous lawyers and legal firms are trying to drum up a lot of misinformation around this, build a case against these big companies, and then get their own payday. And if you think that people who've been harmed are going to get any of that money, you are completely wrong.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org, the global grassroots movement for consumer choice. Yael joins us weekly. Hang on the line real quick. We got to take a break, and I want to get your thoughts on another story that has popped up more from the statewide lens here in North Carolina surrounding school choice and school vouchers and how maybe the rest of the nation should be taking a look at how North Carolina has addressed alternatives for our kids when it comes to their education. Stick with us. We're here with Yael Lisowski of the Consumer Choice Center right here on the Big Talker FM.